friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today, friends, we are reading The Nights Before Christmas. But lest you think I am referring to a period of time in which the sun has gone down, I am not. Oh no, we are not talking about night as in nighttime. We are talking about nights as in the brave warriors who would wear, you know, shining armor. Very good. And they would hold aloft their swords and their spears, and they would fight. That kind of knight, with a K in front of it. K-N-I-G-H-T-S. It's so funny because this is a weird word. A weird word. Because you would think, what sound does a K make? K. Very good. K. K says K. But here it is in the beginning of this word, and it doesn't say a doggone thing. And, you know, that's so funny because when you put a K next to an N, the N is such a big, strong, powerful letter that it says its name, and the K doesn't say anything. He just listens. The K doesn't say anything. He just listens. So, The Nights Before Christmas by Joan Holub.
Kites.
Yes, not the kites. If the N wasn't there, it would probably be kites, but a strange spelling of it. Nevertheless, my friends, here we go. 'Twas December 24th, and three knights, ding-a-ling, were guarding the castle for their illustrious king. Brave knight with his lance kept watch on the stair in fear that invaders might soon be there. Polite knight with his pen issued dire decrees. Keep out of our keep, no ransackers, please. Okay, so there's a lot going on here in this picture. One of the knights, the brave knight, he sees a worm, and he goes, eek, a night crawler. So I don't know if he really is brave or not. And then we can see there's another knight going up the stairs, and he's singing, silent night, snowy night, all is calm, all is right, because it looks like it's snowing outside. And then this polite knight, he's got a pen and he's writing things. And do you know what this means? Listen to this, these words. Issued dire decrees. What do you suppose that means?
No.
I don't know either. Let me tell you. To issue something means that you have put it out as a command. You've either written it out as a command, or you've said it out loud as a command. So if you're going to issue something, that is your way of saying, this must be done. Okay? And if it is a dire decree, it means it's a very important command. So he is putting out these very important commands, and they are, keep out of our keep. And a keep is a special place where you would part of a castle where you would not want people to go, where you would put precious things. And a ransacker is a person who would attack and disrupt things and mess stuff up. So he's saying, we want to keep our castle safe. Okay. Silent Knight, in his nighty and iron-armored cap, was just settling in for a long winter's nap. And you can see there he is in his bed. And he's dreaming. And he's got a song that he's singing here. And it says, I'm dreaming of a white javelin, just like the one I used to throw. All right. Then, out on the drawbridge, there arose such a clatter. Those knights sprang to the tower to see what was the matter. Away to the battlements they flew like a flash. They tore up the stairs in a mighty, mad dash. And here's Mr. Polite, and he says, yeah, keep your boots on already. And then the Silent Knight is kind of singing again, and he sings, jingle bells, invader smells, jingle all the way. And then the Brave Knight, he says, we're coming. And he looks pretty scared. I'm pretty sure their names don't quite match them, don't you? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. But what to their wondering eyes should appear but a red and white knight and eight dragons. Oh dear. Who is the red and white knight?
Santa.
Yeah. And are those dragons?
No.
They look like they might be reindeer. I think maybe these knights might be a little bit silly. Let's see what happens. Behold, I am Santa Claus, making my rounds in flight. Where is your chimney so I can enter tonight? Santa Claus, the invader, was so lively and quick. Brave Knight knew in a moment he was up to some trick. Castles lack chimneys, Polite Knight told the lout. So dash away, invader, get out. Alas, the invader would not go. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
From the top of the wall, the knight trio flew to consult the king's book on what good knights should do. And there are instructions. Step one, draw the bridge. Step two, fill the moat. Then throw them in irons. Step three, strike the coat of arms. Okay. Brave Knight drew the bridge. Polite Knight filled the moat. Silent Knight duked it out with a many-armed coat. I don't believe they understood the rules because, you see, when you draw a bridge in a castle, what that means is that you draw it up. You see, people will have, in big castles, they'll have water around their castle all the way around in a big circle, and that's called the moat. And then they have a bridge that connects the land to the castle, which can come up and down, and they call that a drawbridge. And to draw the bridge in a castle does not mean to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and draw a very nice-looking bridge on a piece of paper. No, no, no. To draw a bridge would mean that you would pick the bridge and pull it up with chains so that the bridge is no longer touching the ground, so that no one can cross from the ground into your castle. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
he's doing what they told him to do.
Well, not quite. Because here's what's happening. The instructions said to throw the invader in irons. And so what he's doing is throwing irons. But it's not the same thing. because in old-fashioned castle talk, to throw someone in irons means to put iron handcuffs around their hands, to throw iron handcuffs around their body. Not to take an iron that you would use to iron clothes and throw it into the moat. See, I believe he's very confused. He's very confused, friends. And a coat of armor is not a coat that has many arms. They're doing it all wrong. Let's see what happens. But nothing would stop their white-whiskered foe, no matter their efforts. He just would not go. And so, again, here is Santa saying, "Open up, knights, it's Christmas Eve." And the knights say, "What? Now you claim Christmas Eve be your name? Vile black-booted knave, go back from whence you came. Go fa-la-la-la-la-la-la away." That silent knight loves to sing. But they do not understand, do they? That Santa is here to help them. Oh dear. For Santa Claus had a list and he checked it thrice. He knew that their deeds had been chivalrous and nice. Yes, he would conquer their castle with the bounty in his sack. "You can't stop me," he told them. "So, good knights, stand back." And he's trying really hard to get over there to them. Do you know what thrice means?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what twice means?
Two.
Right. Twice. Once means one time. Twice means two times. And thrice means?
Three.
Three times. You figured it out. I knew you could. He knew that their deeds had been chivalrous and nice. Chivalrous means to put other people before yourself. And that's a very important thing to do. And knights were supposed to be very chivalrous. Okay. The knights dove from the battlements, hiding under their beds, as dozens of sugar plums rained down on their heads. Three shields came in camouflage. Mint spears hit the gate as Santa stormed the castle with his fierce dragon's eight. Oh, do you see what's happening here? Santa is kind of using these Christmas trees over here as like a slingshot. Right? Not a slingshot, a catapult. He's catapulting candy and bubblegum and all kinds of stuff at these knights. More rapid than eagles, bows and arrows they flew. There were whistles and horns, men of gingerbread, too. That volley of goodies those knights flung right back. But then Santa hurled more from inside his sack. So Santa's trying to give them toys and candies, and they are literally loading them up in their catapult and flinging them back at Santa. Good grief. Just when all appeared lost, a bleak silence fell. The knights peeked out and cheered. They'd won. All is well. The invader was gone, and in his haste to flee, he'd forgotten his catapult. Yay! Victory! Those knights brought it in and festooned it with holly decked with trees of their triumph. Oh, it looked oh so jolly. So.
But they had nothing to go under it.
Well, they had all this, they had a bunch of stuff that he had thrown at them, so they just used it to decorate the tree. Which is exactly what happened. They took that catapult that he left behind, and because he was using the tree as a catapult. They took it inside and decorated it. They gathered round it singing, for their joy was vast. They'd driven away the invader at last. And here's what they sing. Joy to the world, we saved the day. How glad will be our king. We wish you a merry castle, we miss you a merry castle, we wish you a merry castle and a happy new spear. Then they heard Santa call as he flew out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Nighty night. This was one silly, silly, silly book. That was Goofball Nights. And that, my friends, is the end of that very silly story. Can you say the end? Oh, you're just going to be a knight? That's okay, too. If you want to pretend to be a knight, you should. Knights are great. And that is the end. Mommy says so. The end.